Code Red, AI bias is coming for classrooms, conservatives need a plan, not panic. By Lucas Nolan on March 18, 2026. Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall argues in his book Code Red, the left, the right, China, and the race to control AI that leftist bias is being baked into the AI tools now entering children's classrooms. And conservatives who respond with outrage alone will lose this fight the same way they've lost other disputes over education. Conservative parents must confront the perennial problem of leftist bias in education, Hall writes in Code Red. Textbook wars, woke curricula, and radical instructors seeking to indoctrinate students are not new phenomena. Conservative parents have been fighting these influences for decades. What's changed, according to Hall, is that AI does it faster, at scale, and behind a mask of objectivity that makes the bias harder to spot. One stark example of AI's bias is Hall's revelation this week that Google's Gemini AI smears 9 prominent Republicans, including Vice President J.D. Vance, for using what the woke AI giant considers hate speech. Hall documents the bias embedded in the technology itself. A 2023 study published in the journal Public Choice found robust evidence that ChatGPT presents a significant and systematic political bias toward the Democrats. Machine learning researcher David Rosato's 2024 analysis of 24 AI chatbots confirmed that most conversational LLMs tend to generate responses, manifesting preferences for left-of-center viewpoints. Google's Gemini Advanced, Hall notes, appears to be farthest to the left. This matters in classrooms because these same models power the AI tutors being handed to students. In Code Red, Hall points to Khan Academy's KhanMigo as an example of how bias operates even in well-designed educational AI. In his book Brave New Words, Salman Khan described how KhanMigo handled the Second Amendment using the Socratic method, challenging the student in a productive way. One that showed much less bias than the average classroom and actually encouraged the student to think. But Khan then proudly showcased the same AI dismantling skepticism about global warming, praising it for having successfully dismantled any false information while supporting science-backed arguments and even generating lesson plans that suggested actions that my students might take to combat global warming. Hall's point is clear: who decides what counts as false information determines whose worldview the AI enforces. It doesn't stop at lesson plans. Hall warns that Khan's Schoolhouse.World platform began partnering with elite universities like Columbia, MIT, and Johns Hopkins, using dialogues portfolios in which high schoolers debate topics like immigration or Israel-Palestine, and rate one another on traits like empathy, curiosity or kindness, as the New York Times reported. Hall writes, this kind of proxy for a social credit score, which can potentially be used to determine university admissions based on social justice virtue signaling, underscores the stakes as AI's education pioneers work to remake how our children are taught. The political alignment of the partnerships should concern every conservative parent. In 2025, OpenAI teamed up with the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, to work with 400,000 teachers to shape the future of AI in schools. The AFT, Hall notes in Code Red, is a massive Democratic Party donor, pumping millions of dollars to Democrats and virtually nothing to Republicans. But Hall's argument is not that conservatives should reject AI in education. The opposite. He points to open-source AI solutions that allow tutors to be customized to meet specific educational needs, beliefs, or goals. Just as school districts, private schools, or homeschool parents choose textbooks or curricula that contain certain values, customized AI tutors can be designed to include desired lessons and principles. He cites Trek AI, a faith-based AI tutor built on a Christian worldview, as one example already in use. Hall's answer is engagement, not retreat. He writes in Code Red that conservative parents need to vet AI tutors with the same scrutiny they apply to human teachers. Leftist educational indoctrination thrives when parents remain in the dark, he writes. The conservative economist Thomas Sowell's warning, which Hall cites, puts the cost of inaction plainly. Ours may become the first civilization destroyed, not by the power of our enemies, but by the ignorance of our teachers and the dangerous nonsense they are teaching our children. In an age of artificial intelligence, they are creating artificial stupidity. In Code Red, Hall explores aspects of AI that will impact the nation, the economy, and your own family. Breitbart social media director Wynton Hall exposes where that power hides, how it operates, how conservatives can navigate the AI political battlescape, avert its landmines, and turn peril into promise. AI decides what you see and what gets censored. It's quietly rewiring our whole way of life. Jobs. Schools. Family. Church. Even national security. All of it will shock test our civic order. Inside Code Red, you will discover why AI is wired for woke indoctrination, and how to resist it. How elites plan to weaponize AI job losses to push dependency. How America can beat China without becoming China. How to prepare your kids for the blinding speed of AI disruption. The new national security threats AI unleashes, and how we defend against them. Why AI girlfriends are luring millions, and what it will take to preserve authentic human connection. How AI will test faith and meaning, and why spiritual renewal may be its most surprising outcome. Urgent, deeply researched, and written with page-turner elegance, Code Red is the conservative battle plan for the AI era. Either we wake up and fight back, or we lose everything that made America free.